September is the awareness month for fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. I'm London Mitchell, and we are in contact this morning with Sister Suzette from A Renewed Mind, and actually in the Center for efforts to address fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. It's an issue that you've been involved in for I've known you, and we've had these discussions maybe close to 30 years now.
Yeah, 27 years. This is our 28th year, my 28th year.
With the Double Arc.
Yes, yes.
Now, in our first segment, we were talking about how fetal alcohol spectrum disorders are 100% preventable if a woman doesn't drink while pregnant. But if a child does seem to have some of those issues that are associated with fetal alcohol syndrome, what can a mom do? Is it too late to take any kind of action for the child?
I think the first step is to understand the child and actually get a diagnosis if possible. I know that's difficult. We have a multidisciplinary team that addresses that issue, and we have a neuropsychologist, speech language therapist, occupational therapist who looks at the brain function, and then we also have a developmental pediatrician who follows up and looks at the whole picture and makes the final diagnosis. That would be some diagnosis on the fetal alcohol spectrum. So if mom realizes that there was alcohol use during pregnancy, they can call us and we can get that process started. The other thing is, you know, the understanding. Once you understand, then we can help families learn some strategies to work with the child, because the typical parenting skills typically don't work. Actually, if we don't put those services in place or those strategies, the behaviors tend to escalate. And, then the child's always in trouble and doesn't know why.
When we talk about typical parenting strategies, give me an example of something that would be considered normal, but in this case, maybe not.
Suppose a mother or a child has some behaviors, and so mom decides to do some behavior modification, where if he does a certain thing, he gets a sticker. And when he gets 5 stickers, he gets a prize. And that may work for a few days, but after a while, it does not work. And most of the time, those kinds of behavior modifications don't work with children on the fetal alcohol spectrum.
Yelling, spanking.
Right, that's not going to help. They don't get it because they don't understand cause and effect. And that's part of the reason, like, the behavior mod doesn't work, because they don't understand that if they do this, this is going to happen. It's like, and it happens every time. They're like clueless. They don't understand consequences.
Awfully frustrating then for a parent.
Exactly. And a lot of times they have some processing problems. So when you ask them to do something, they may look a little bit defiant, like they don't want to do it or they won't do it. When in fact, they don't really understand what you want them to do. So a lot of times they have some language processing. It takes them longer. So they might hear what you say, but it takes them longer to process what that means. And if they don't understand the language, they need more support in helping them to understand what exactly they're supposed to do.
So give me an example of a different way to treat a child or work with a child that needs to understand this is not proper.
That's a difficult question. But for example, you want them to take the garbage out. And you might say to them, it's time to take the garbage out. How about if you think about that and in 5 minutes see if you can do that? Or you might ask them a question and say, think about that, and I'll ask you in a few minutes what you think about it, so that it gives them time to process.
When parents feel that frustration building, mm-hmm. and they're not exactly sure about mm-hmm. what to do, they can call
you. Oh, absolutely.
How do they get in touch with you?
My phone number is 419-890-1290. And that's 419-890-1290. And I'm most willing to talk to parents and talk through what's going on and give them some ideas of how to work with the child.
You're now affiliated with A Renewed Mind, but
right.
you still have that double arc identity.
So far we do, yes. And it's, you know, so that'll probably disappear and will be Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders or Center for Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders.
And I want to emphasize also that Sister Suzette has been in this field that I know of, as she mentioned, for almost 30 years. This has been, as we have talked over the years, your knowledge has about fetal alcohol effects has grown. We've learned more. We now understand that there are a lot of children mm-hmm. that fall on the spectrum, mm-hmm. and we don't necessarily know it.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the children, not only children, also adults who've never been diagnosed, and they could be on the streets or in jail, and we don't know what's going on with them. They continue to do the same mistakes or have the same problems and don't get it. They don't understand what they're supposed to do.
We are talking with Sister Suzette from A Renewed Mind. The topic is fetal alcohol
spectrum
disorder. And I guess the idea of it being a spectrum mm-hmm. is that there are some very severe cases,
yes.
some that are not so severe.
Exactly.
But we probably should address some of these behavior modifications the same way for those that are lightly affected to those that are severely affected.
Right, right, definitely.
I'm London Mitchell. The topic this morning, fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. We'll be right back in contact.